We are in the book of Ecclesiastes on these Wednesday evenings. We are in chapter number 11, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7 through 10. The Word of God says, "Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity." That's God's word, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We pray, God, that you would enable us to preach, hear, receive, understand, and apply the wisdom that is before us, so that our lives would be lives that would be pleasing unto you, honoring unto you, glorifying unto you, and not ourselves. So God, I pray we would not waste the opportunity to hear your wisdom and to receive it and to make it a part of our own lives. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name and for Christ's sake we pray. Amen. Solomon is preaching. That is the title that he has given in this book at the beginning. Solomon is preaching that we should live our lives in such a way that we do and say everything to bring the maximum glory and honor to God and not ourselves. To live our lives for ourselves, he says, is vanity, empty, and meaningless. And the only way to make this life that we have here on this earth meaning and valuable is to live in a way that gives God the most honor and the most glory. That is the reason we're left here, right? God has saved us and left us here. Why? To bring glory and honor to Him in all ways. So the way Solomon has said, the wisdom that Solomon has given is that we give glory and honor to God by learning, hearing divine wisdom, and by applying divine wisdom. In other words, we give God the maximum glory and the maximum honor when we know the Word of God and we obey the Word of God. That is how you maximize the glory and honor of God in your life, according to the wisdom of God through Solomon. And one of the things we need to remember is the more that I make my life about me, the more I make my life meaningless. Say amen. That's opposite of what the world teaches us, but the world is wrong. The more I make my life centered upon and about me, the more I make my life meaningless, empty, and ultimately frustrating. The more I make my life about God, the more I make my life about pleasing God, the more I make my life something that does have meaning and will be fulfilling and will be satisfying. So in these last few chapters of Ecclesiastes, we have been receiving these little bits of wisdom that Solomon wants us to take and apply to our lives so that in the situations of life, we will be living in a divinely wise way that will bring meaning to our lives. And you have to remember, Solomon was a man who experienced it all. He experienced it all. And he experienced it all at very different stages of life. And he gives us honest words of wisdom that we should hear and we should pay attention to and we should heed. So, in these verses that we read tonight, there are three words that I want to bring to your attention. Three words I want you to see. Three words I think that are important. The first word is to rejoice. Rejoice. The second word is remember. The third word is remove. Rejoice, remember, remove. Those three words will form the basis of our outline tonight as we work through these verses. Look at verse 7. Truly, the light is what? Sweet. And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. So you have light and sun, sweet and pleasant. What I think Solomon is saying is simply this. Every day of life, each day of life, is a gift. It's a gift. When you wake up in the morning and you are able to see the light creeping into your room, and you can see the effects of the sun, it's another day. That, according to Solomon, is a sweet and pleasant thing. Say amen. Another day of life on earth is a pleasing and good thing. Now, you might not think so, but Solomon says so. And Solomon is under the inspiration of the Spirit of God when he says it. Say amen. So when you woke up this morning, it was a sweet and pleasant thing that God had gifted you with another day. Are you with me? Have you heard the little poem? It goes like this. I wake up each morning and I gather my wits. I pick up the paper and I read the obits. If my name is not there, I know I'm not dead. So I eat a good breakfast and I go back to bed. Solomon says here that another day of life or another opportunity that God has given us to see the sun and then honor and bring glory to God on this earth is a good thing. So God gave us another day of life today to honor and glorify Him. And Solomon says, that's a good thing. So do not view life as a drudgery. Each day that we are given is a blessing from God. It's good and it's pleasant. Say amen. Look at verse 8. If a man live many years, which means that he's gotten older, he should what? Rejoice. There's our word. He should rejoice in Some of those years, many of those years, all of those years. So Solomon begins here speaking to the older folks in the audience. So if you are gifted a day, that's a blessing. But if you are gifted with many days, many years, if you are blessed by God to be enabled to grow old, Solomon says, you need to rejoice in every single one of them. Every year, every day. No matter what each day has brought. Maybe your days have brought some of them joy and some of them sorrow. Maybe some of your days were filled with pleasure and some with pain. He says, don't just rejoice in the good days. Rejoice in all of them. Say amen. Are y'all awake tonight? Rejoice in all of them. Because every day is given to us by God. And every day that is given to us by God is designed by God for us. Rejoice in them all. I think we are guilty of thinking about other stages of life besides the one that we're in, and we don't properly rejoice in the days that we have. For example, you remember when you were a child, when you were small, what did we think about? We thought about how great it's going to be when we grow up and able to drive. And then when we got to be able to drive, then we started thinking about, well, it's going to be great when I can move out and be on my own. And then when we move out and we're on our own, we think about getting married. And then when we get married, we think about having kids. And then when we have kids, we think about our kids getting older so we can actually do something with them and have fun with them. And when they get older and we can do things with them, then we start thinking about, well, I wish they'd just move out and get on their own. And then when they get out and get on their own, then we start thinking about, well, I wish they'd have some grandchildren that could come around. And when they have grandchildren, then we think about retirement, and when you retire, then you think about eternity. So we live life thinking about what's coming up next. What's the next thing we can really enjoy? And we fail to rejoice in the day we have now. Say amen. Rejoice in today. Whatever God has appointed for you today, He says rejoice in it. Take each day on its own, not connected to any past, not connected to any future. Just rejoice in what God has given you today. Say amen. Are y'all not getting this? And I know there are difficulties in every stage of life, but we are to rejoice in every stage of life. We are to rejoice in every day. And if there's one unexpected blessing from the book of Ecclesiastes, it has been this truth for me. Solomon has helped me enjoy life and rejoice in each day. He has so much helped me and instructed me in this truth. He has helped me to take each day separately, enjoy each day, rejoice in each day. Solomon has helped me with that. To do what we can today and to be able to lay down at night satisfied that you have done today, you have enjoyed today, and you have honored and glorified God to your best today. And tomorrow doesn't really matter, does it? Because tomorrow may not come. I can't fret about tomorrow. I'm supposed to rejoice in today. And I'll rejoice in tomorrow, tomorrow. Say amen. I have been blessed to see my children grow up. I have been blessed to see my children out on their own. I have been blessed to have a grandchild and to watch him grow up. Rejoice in all your days. What a blessing God has given to us who are of any older age. God has blessed us. God has given to us many blessings. Rejoice in all of them. But remember, here's the other word. Remember the days of darkness. For they shall be many, all that cometh is vanity. So what's Solomon saying? Darkness here, I think, means death. Now, don't try to get to think that Solomon's giving us some sort of doctrinal, theological understanding of the afterlife. He's not. What he's simply saying is, rejoice in every day, rejoice in all of the years that God gives you, but remember, it all comes to an end. Say amen. It all comes to an end. How does it come to an end? In death. And I think what he's saying, right? They shall be many. I think what he's saying is that probably you're going to be dead longer than you're alive. Say amen. You're going to be more, your body is going to be more years in the ground than it was on top of the ground. Your body is probably going to be under the grass more than it was on top of the grass. Say amen. Go to a graveyard, read the tombstones, you will see there are many people who have been in the grave longer than they were out of the grave. Say amen. Again, it's Solomon's way of expressing the shortness of our time on this earth. The brevity of life and the need to rejoice and enjoy every single day and seize every opportunity to honor and glorify God, because there's coming a day when you can't. It comes to an end. My mom's favorite phrase is, quote, I'm going to, unquote. I'm going to. When are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to. There's coming a time when you're no longer going to be able to say, I'm going to. And those days, he says, will be many, and they will be empty, and they will be meaningless. Do you think about that? Maybe it's our time here with Solomon that has caused me to be more reflective on that truth. I hold Haddon in my arms, and I think, my mind thinks, there's coming a day when I won't be able to hold him. There's coming a day when I won't be able to enjoy him. I won't be able to get on the floor and play with him. So, considering that truth, that I won't be able to hold him, I won't be able to enjoy him, I won't be able to play with him, considering that truth, I am going to enjoy every minute I can with him today. Say amen. That's how you live life. Yes, that's how you live life. Glorifying, exalting, magnifying God by enjoying every gift that God has given you today. You don't have forever, folks. You better rejoice in every day now, because they are fleeting. Days are fleeting. This is the end of July already. Days are fleeting. They go quickly. You better enjoy them. That's what Solomon's saying. And I know that's anti-independent Baptist preaching. You're not supposed to enjoy anything. But listen, enjoy what God gives you. And bring glory to Him and exalt Him and honor Him with them. You are to enjoy everything, every day, to the glory of God. And that doesn't mean you fill your life with foolish and selfish things. No, you fill your life with things that will glorify and honor and magnify Him. This is what I thought. Haddon is 6 months old, and I want Haddon to love me when he understands what love is. And I want him to love me so that he will trust me. So that when I tell him about Jesus one day, he knows that his grandfather, who cares about him very deeply, is telling him the truth and telling him something he desperately needs to hear and desperately needs to heed. You must live life considering death. Say amen. That is the wise way to live. Live today considering death. There will be no more days. And it is foolish. It is so foolish. I have learned that. It is so foolish to live life as if you always have another day, always have another opportunity, because you won't. So rejoice in today, because you have today. And that's all you have. This is all we have. This may be the last time you and I are together. We better enjoy it. Say amen. And rejoice in the many years God has given you. Because many don't get that gift of many years. Rejoice in the many years that you have, knowing darkness is coming. And there will be far more days of darkness than there were days of light. What's the Bible say? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Look at verse 9. Rejoice, again, there's our word. Rejoice, O young man. Now, we're going to talk to all the young people here. I don't know where that dividing line is. I'll let you figure that out. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. So Solomon now, having said what he says to the older folks of the audience, now speaks to the younger folks. The older folks, remember, are to rejoice in the length of their days. And the younger are to rejoice in the strength of their days. And young people, you won't believe me when I say this. I didn't believe people when they told me. But what you do when you're young will come back to haunt you when you get old. You can jump off roofs, and you can do all sorts of things right now and fall and tumble and not even get hurt. Or if you do get hurt, you heal quickly. But I'm telling you right now, all those blows to your knees and blows to your hips and blows to your back, when you get older, they'll be there. I mean, when you're young, you can stand on concrete floors all day with little consequence. But when you get older, those hips and those knees or in constant pain because of the time you spent standing on concrete floors. Are you with me? The old folks say amen, the young people are going, ah. But the thing about what Solomon is saying here is that being young provides an advantage that those of many years don't have. If you make a bad financial decision and lose everything at 22, it's not the same as making a bad decision and losing everything at 65. Amen. Say amen. You can make that up if you lose it at 22. You can't make it up at 65. There is recovery in youth that isn't there when you get older. When you get older, you don't bounce as quite as good as you did when you were young. Right? So when you're young, you fall and you bounce right back up. And when you're old, you fall, you sort of figure out what else needs to be done down there while you're there. I remember it was several weeks ago, I fell. I was stepping on a step stool coming off a scaffolding, and I fell onto the concrete. And I just laid there for a minute. You know what I thought? I'm glad there wasn't anybody here to see this. But I didn't bounce very well. I didn't get up too quickly. And I didn't recover too quickly either. So young people enjoy the reality that they recover quickly. So Solomon says, young people, enjoy the days of your youth. And don't wish away those days for days when you get older. Isn't it a strange thing? When we're young, we want to be older, and when we're older, we want to be younger. Solomon says to the old and to the young, same message. Enjoy today. Enjoy today while you can enjoy today. Old folks, enjoy the years of your life. Young folks, enjoy the youth of your life. And then he says, let your heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. So if I'm not careful, I'll read some idiot who's written something, and they'll say, well, Solomon is advocating here that we just follow the sinful lust of our flesh. I don't think so. I don't think that's what Solomon is doing at all. I think what Solomon is saying is that, young folks, if it's in your heart to start a business, start a business. If it's in your heart to travel, travel. If it's in your heart to get married, get married. If it's in your heart to be single, stay single. If it's in your heart to do this or that, well, go ahead and do this or that. But do whatever God puts in your heart to do. Do that, but know this. For all these things, God will bring judgment. Say amen. Live your lives aware of your death, old folks, me. And young people, live your lives aware of the judgment. Say amen. You know, there's a point where you get old and you just can't do bad things anymore, right? It's just too much work. It's just easier just not to go do that stuff. But young folks now, who have all that energy, beware judgment. Say amen. Let the reality of the judgment of God temper your desires and temper your direction. In other words, whatever you do, do it wisely. Whatever you do, do it to honor God and glorify God. Don't do it ignoring God. Whatever you do, do it pleasing to God, not pleasing yourself. Live your life in a way that you know that you're going to have to stand before God one day and give an account for what you do. live your life, make decisions, go in directions in light that you have to face God one day. Say amen. So, this is not Solomon just advocating a sinful, indulgent approach to life. This is Solomon advocating a wise approach to life that will keep God at the center and realizes that God will judge everything rightly one day. Verse 10. Rejoice in the days and the years God has given you, but remember they come to an end. Rejoice, young man, in all of thy energy and desires and ambitions, but remember, you'll stand before God and give an account one day. And then here's the third word I mentioned. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart. Put away evil from thy flesh. Therefore, because what Solomon said is true, old folks and young folks, remove sorrow from your heart and remove evil from your flesh. The word sorrow is a word that means anger, anxiety, grief, vexation. Solomon says, because it is true, you're to rejoice in today because you don't have many more days. You're to rejoice in today because you're going to face God in judgment for these days. Because that is true, remove anger, remove anxiety, remove grief, remove vexation from your heart. You're not to live today with anger or anxiety or grief. You're not to live today with bitterness in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart. Don't live with resentfulness in your heart. Don't live in a way and don't let things harbor in your heart that take away and hinder your ability to rejoice in today. Well, I can rejoice in today as long as so-and-so don't come over. No, if so-and-so comes over, you can't rejoice. You need to get that fixed. Say amen. Whatever emotionally is keeping you from rejoicing in each day to the honor and glory of God, it needs to be removed. Say amen. Anger has to go. Resentfulness has to go. Bitterness has to go. Worry has to go. Anxiety has to go. It all has to go because it hinders your enjoyment of today. So fill in the blank. I can't rejoice in today because blank is in my heart. And whatever you put in that blank, anger, fear, resentfulness, worry, sorrow, whatever, it needs to be removed so that you can rejoice in today. The wisest course of action is to remove it, to deal with the issue, to repent of it. Wage war against it so that you can rejoice in today. Amen. The word evil here is a word that means discomfort. The idea is to put away pain from your body. So young people, don't do something stupid today that's going to cause you pain in the future and hinder your ability to rejoice. Say amen. And folks, don't do yard work all day on Wednesday so that you're so physically hurting you can't come and enjoy the fellowship of God's people on Wednesday night. That is an unwise thing to do. And you say, well, preacher, it's got to be done. It don't have to be done on Wednesday. Don't do things physically that would hinder your enjoyment of the day. Don't do that which will cause your body to be in pain and thus hinder your enjoyment of life. Say amen. Or, It might mean if there is the ability to take medicine to relieve pain so that you can enjoy the day, then don't shy away from taking the medicine. Say amen. Doesn't mean you're to get hooked on medicine. But if you can take a Tylenol to ease a headache so that you can enjoy the day, take a Tylenol. Say amen. So that you can glorify and magnify God. Understand something. Just because we suffer unnecessary pain, that doesn't make us any more spiritual than anybody else. Well, I'm not going to take that Tylenol because I'm a spirit. No, that don't make you spiritual. For childhood and youth are vanity. If we could just stay young. Who was it? Ponce de Leon searched for the fountain of youth and died an old man. If we could just stay young, vibrant, strong, but we can't. Childhood empties into youth. Youth empties into adulthood. Adulthood empties into old age. Old age empties into death. Life passes quickly. In the scope of eternity, it's here and then gone. It's a vapor. Right? Before you know it, these children that are running around here, they'll be teenagers before you know it. God forbid they become teenagers. That's the point that you'd no longer like kids when they become teenagers. But they'll become teenagers. And guess what? Pretty soon we'll watch teenagers become what? Adults. Adults will become old. And old folks will become dead. That's the way it is. Right? You want me to pretty that up for you? You want me to sort of make that a little bit more eloquent than it is? It's all vanity. That's the way it is. So because that's the way it is, Solomon says, rejoice in today. Both old and young, rejoice in today. Remember your days are short, and remember judgment is sure, and remove everything in your heart and in your body that would prevent you from rejoicing in today for the honor and glory of God. That's what he says. Remember, death and judgment is coming. You better get rid of stuff that's hindering your enjoyment of today, and you better enjoy today. Because you may not have tomorrow. And your times to hold your grandchildren and to talk to your grandchildren and to play with your grandchildren are going to be over. You better rejoice in them today. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray.